The deployment of federal law enforcement personnel to Portland, Oregon is troubling on many levels. The threat to send them into Chicago, New York, etc. is also problematic. Do I think that the authorities in those cities have done a good job containing the riots? Probably not. But it is a difficult balancing act to deal with rioting interspersed with peaceful and lawful demonstrations. I would note POTUS and Mr. Barr make no distinction. In their minds, anybody who disagrees with them is a rioter. One likely outcome, which I am sure is going to be counterintuitive to those two gentlemen, is the fact that the cities to whom they are deploying these people and the tactics being employed will adversely affect mostly Democratic voters. The fact that there are some scenes on TV and some news reports that might satisfy Mr. Trump's supporters, he still will nonetheless do more to turn people off than he will accomplish by having the troops invade. There are other ways to accomplish the goal, and the federal government and the local municipalities, including the states, need to be cooperating in finding a way to solve the problem. The Wall Street Journal, on Saturday, July 18th, printed an article bearing the headline, "Face Masks Really Do Matter, the Scientific Evidence is Growing." The article includes several pictures of face masks in use and generally concludes that the CDC's recommendation about wearing face masks, with the possibility that in 4 to 8 weeks COVID-19 could be under control, is in fact valid. Let us remember that the Wall Street Journal, a generally conservative newspaper that is siding with science, actually not a particularly striking fact, as they tend to report factual data accurately. The fact that the editors would allow this to be published is probably not without risk to the newspaper, given that many of its readers are probably anti-mask. The logic here seems very simple to me. The goal of everyone is to be open again. You can only be open if the virus is contained. The most likely way to contain the virus at this point is wear a mask. The conclusion should be wear a mask. Nonetheless, many will stand on their constitutional right to kill others. As an aside, POTUS now says it's patriotic to wear a mask. Such drivel. The U.S. budget deficit hit an all-time high in June of $864 billion for the fiscal year, as it surpassed the previous record of $738 billion in April. The first 9 months of the year have resulted in a budget deficit of $2.74 trillion, also a record, which creates the likelihood that we will surpass the $3.7 trillion deficit of the last fiscal year. Obviously, these deficits surpass anything incurred during the Obama administration. And if you recall, Republicans, and in particular Tea Party folks, howled at the deficits under Obama. Now, silence. A few Senate Republicans are talking about how to get the deficit under control, but they have no plan about how to accomplish this. Flowing out of the deficit conversation is, of course, whether or not we will get another version of the CARE Act. And it seems to me that given the fact that we are now moving into a situation in which many businesses will be forced to close again in those miracle states like Florida, Texas, and Arizona, if many of these businesses are to survive, and it looks like it could take several months for COVID to get under control, it appears to me that we need to have a different kind of aid package. Many of these businesses have let go employees, have cut expenses to the max, and now need to be in a position to receive grants to at least maintain the core business by paying rent, insurance, utilities, etc., plus startup capital, so that, in fact, they can reopen. This is going to require some innovative thought from Congress in order to give the businesses a chance of survival. The second prong here is, of course, increasing unemployment and the loss of the $600 special benefit. How and when this plays out is unknown at this juncture. It appears that the Chinese have decided to play in the POTUS pond by sanctioning Senators Rubio and Cruz over recent sanctions by the U.S. for alleged Chinese rights abuses. Simultaneously, President Trump is saying that he has many ideas about how to proceed with the Chinese, since it appears that the first stage of the trade agreement is not going particularly well, even though the Chinese recently bought substantial amounts of corn and wheat, but nothing near the agreed-upon amounts. Mr. Leitzinger and Mr. Navarro are, of course, touting all the president's successes, including, interestingly enough, the Chinese first stage agreement. The circular thought process of this administration is truly astounding. Israel has not been in the news of late, after months of turmoil as it experienced three inconclusive elections and an indicted prime minister. Now it's back in the news after early success in fighting COVID-19 as infections spike and the economy tanks. Mr. Netanyahu is experiencing demonstrations by young Israelis. His response? Trumpian. So maybe a fourth election is in the offing.